following program contains mature language and spoilers. Listener discretion advised.
Everybody, welcome to DC Special Podcast. I'm a legal machine. With me is
Mr. Fixit
and
Diablo Frank.
And today we're going to talk about the Justice League trailer, which just debuted today, Saturday, March whatever it is, 2017.
And I'm probably going to edit this shit, so it'll be out on Monday.
Yeah.
So the trailer starts off with Bruce Wayne in some Arctic location having tracked down the Aquaman.
On a horse.
Yeah. So, like, it's 2017. I don't think they're relying on horses anywhere in the Western world, and he appears to be still in the Western world here. Those are white people he's surrounded by, correct?
It's just the imagery.
Yeah. I thought it was, like, Netherlands or something like that.
That could be, yeah.
Okay. Do they ride horses around? No?
We're assuming so.
What, they ain't got cars in the Netherlands?
Lots of tauntauns.
Doesn't he have money and got helicopters?
Well, like, did you guys watch the little teasers they did?
I watched a couple of them, and I was like,
I watched two and they got on my nerves.
Yeah, it was kind of irritating. What got me, though, is like they kept teasing. They would bring down the ramp on Batman's plane, which I believe is called the Flying Fox, which I hated as soon as I heard it. I don't know if you're familiar, but Flying Fox was a character that was created as a retcon. Basically, after Crisis on Infinite Earths, none of the Golden Age versions of the Justice League existed. At least the core guys, the icons, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and the like. And so, like, Roy Thomas came up with these characters that were intended to be the replacements within continuity, because the expectation was still that the DC Universe began around World War II, or at least, like, the majority of the heroes came about. So the guy who replaced Batman was Flying Fox, a Native American Batman wannabe type. And so they're calling the ship the Flying Fox because of that, I assume. Problem being is, why are they in Batman's ship? I guess because he's the one with the money, so they're going to highlight that he's the Tony Stark of this group. Because there's going to be a lot of, this guy's a lot like that guy from the Avengers, and it starts with Bruce Wayne as the Tony Stark of the group.
God, it's been a while since I've been Frank. I forgot how much it hurts.
You got particularly Frank.
Yeah, that
the Flying Fox engine.
I'm not going to walk right for a week.
But here's my thing, is part of those little teasers is that they would start to show the door come down, and you're waiting to see the shot where the entire team is lined up for you, and then the trailer comes out, and they never fucking show you that shot that they're teasing the entire time. I've seen the still of it. It may have even been in one of the earlier trailers or something, the teasers, whatever it was. But for some reason, after teasing it in all those little spots, they don't actually show it in this fucking trailer. Kind of irritating.
Yeah.
It's not a particularly great shot, and for some reason, it seems to focus on Cyborg, which could be cool if Cyborg is a major character in the movie. I think that might actually happen, based on some of the images we see. But, yeah, just kind of bugged me. But instead, we're starting with Bruce Wayne in the Netherlands.
Plague.
There's an attack coming from far away.
It's gotta be Alaska.
Not coming, Bruce.
Well, that wouldn't exist in their world, right?
Pause.
The others.
Alaska doesn't exist in their world?
It doesn't, does it? No, because you got Metropolis and
Star City. The expanse of Alaska is not going to be compromised by throwing in a Metropolis in the continental United States. Yeah.
I'm just saying, they probably call it something. It's not Alaska, it's like...
There's Justice League Detroit, but you're telling me they got rid of Alaska.
Well, true. I'm just thinking it wouldn't be called Alaska. It'd be like, you know, Zanzar or some weird shit like that.
Then it's fucking Zanzar, which in Earth 001 is Alaska. Who doesn't?
Well, what gets me, though, is those are kind of greenish-looking cliffs with just snow on top of them. So where in the world does that happen?
Iceland.
So, yeah, you might be right. It's Greenland, though, not... Like, yeah, you're right. Iceland's where the people are.
Yeah.
And Greenland's because of the fake-out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think that's where they're at?
I'm assuming so. I mean...
No, Iceland's a very sophisticated island.
Well, it just looks like a fishing community to me, so they...
Then it could be Greenland.
I wouldn't really fight over what the fuck they're at.
I just said it's probably some remote section of Alaska. What's the big fucking deal? Why are you tripping?
Because they're making the big thing about having to ride there on horseback. It's like, it's 2017.
Well,
he's got a helicopter, right?
No, you assume that he's doing it because he can't be tracked if he's riding in a horse. If he charges a plane,
Batman fan to explain that shit to us.
Yes. In Batman logic, he would not use one of his transportations. He would not hire a flight. He wouldn't have any way to trace him. Well, how do you do it? You get a fucking horse.
No, that's smart. I'm glad you explained that to me.
No, because everybody's going to say, yeah, there was a weird guy here on a horse. Who does that?
Dude, did you see that fishing town?
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm sure they don't have internet. There's already goddamn sure they don't have internet.
A weird white guy showed up on a horse.
Dude, it's a town full of weird white people. You blend in.
Now, he's wearing like Armani fucking snow gear though.
It makes more sense to me.
The fishing town of the same 40 people that have lived there their whole lives, and the one stranger shows up on horseback, and they're like, "Oh, don't know who this guy is."
But the whole point is, he keeps hearing about a stranger who shows up during the King's Tide. That's the whole line.
Okay.
So they already have a stranger that comes.
But the King's Tide thing you just talked about, that's in the teaser from last year. That's not in the trailer.
You know, I think that's going to be in the movie.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm piecing the logic together from whatever thing I've shown so far.
Okay.
Because you're asking me to argue my point, so I'm going to tell all the information I can get, which is, if you have a stranger already showing up on the King's Tide, then you already have a town that is like, oh, this weird dude shows up when we're starving. So another weird dude showing up is not really going to be like setting off fucking rockets.
You're expecting the second
weird dude. Yeah, they're just like, oh, it's another dude. What's he going to bring us now? So I don't see it as like a big deal. Okay. Now, if he showed up in like a Batmobile or some plane lands, then that's kind of like, well, that's kind of weird. Why is a rich dude showing up in this little shit town? Yeah. Some dude riding up in a horse all fucking John Wayne style? Eh, somewhat logical.
They're just doing it for the
imagery. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I do want to say, though, this movie starting out with Ben Affleck doing his Bruce Wayne voice, don't like that. I wish that he had a distinct voice I wish he just used his own voice. I don't like it. He's giving you this sort of gruff Bruce Wayne voice.
Well, when he does that,
I don't buy it.
When he does that, I think of The Dark Knight.
It feels
like I want him to be 50 and broken. And like, well, every time I see him or hear him, I immediately think to myself, Jesus Christ, he should have done The Dark Knight. Like, he was made into The Dark Knight. Why
I think Batman vs. Superman was the closest that they could manage to get to The Dark Knight. I think that was always the intention. That was the equivalent of their
adaptation. They fucked the pooch on that.
Given. I'm not arguing that. But that's what they were shooting for. That's,
What do you mean? Oh, okay. It was fucking Iron Man. It was Iron Bat versus Superman. That was The Dark Knight.
It was a bad adaptation.
Oh, obviously that was The Dark Knight.
It's the same as Batman Begins is year one.
Yeah.
Is it anywhere near as good as year one? No. But that
I guess the essence of it was there, but nothing more.
Well, a lot of the little details were there. I think that they made a point of having key moments that were lifted directly from Dark Knight Returns. I don't recall they ever really did that with Batman Begins.
I've always liked, what I said in the book, what I've always liked is it's a broken Batman. Like, he's physically broken. The mind is still sharp. It's still a weapon. But his body just can't keep up with it.
I think that Ben Affleck still isn't old and grizzled enough yet. You know?
He's getting there, though.
I'm sure he's getting there, but he's still a little too young to pull it off. Yeah, they're letting you know it as a continuation of what they did in the teaser. There's something bad they knew was coming. I don't know how they know this is coming. How do they know
what is bad?
The invasion's coming
because he had the flashback.
Oh, the dreams.
Bruce, you were right.
So the existence of Justice League is rooted to a dream then.
Yeah.
Well, because Flash was doing Flashpoint.
Yeah. We realize that there's an alien invasion. The alien invaders are here. It's time to bring the Justice League together.
But wait a minute. Now, are those the Apocalypse?
The parody.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and it's much more clear. Because they don't really make that clear in Batman vs. Superman. But it's really clear here.
They look more like parademons than that one. Here, actually, I thought they looked like Blue Beetle. The new Blue Beetle.
They look a lot like Blue Beetle, don't they?
I thought they were Blue Beetles.
I agree.
So I was like, wait a minute. Is Blue Beetle a villain? Like, are there be scarab monsters?
I wish they weren't so teched out. I understand that they want to go that way, and it does help to differentiate them more from the Chitauri, since the Chitauri also had this weird sort of medieval thing going on there, and I guess they want to get away from that so that it wouldn't be too obvious.
Well, I'm just glad that you agree that I thought it was Blue Beetle.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Blue Beetle.
I was like, why is he beating a Blue Beetle?
Actually, even more so, it looks like the redesign of Blue Beetle from Kingdom Come. You remember that? Where they first did that armored look to him? You see Joe Morton, who's playing Silas Stone, Victor Stone's dad, who creates Cyborg via a mother box, which is something I've had trouble with ever since I found that out. And it looks like he's got like a milk crate or something that he's making this thing, and I hope to God that
it looked like he was in a closet and was about to blow up.
But is the mother box actually supposed to be the size of a milk crate?
Yeah, it looked pretty big.
That was ridiculously large. I was hoping the mother box was inside.
So I'm assuming that's going to be the one that we see in the first trailer where they're burying it, those Vikings are burying.
Maybe that's how they got a mother box. Yeah. I don't know. They don't do any Vikings in this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're seeing one of the parademons showing up in Silent Stone's apartment. Which
oh, so they're showing. Okay, so they're showing that it's a boom tube. Then
I guess that's what he was happening. Was they? Were, yeah, maybe it was forming a boom tube or something. Or maybe they'd already formed a boom tube. That's what the parody was doing in the apartment.
Okay, that makes sense now. That's the one. That's the one I thought was Blue Beetle. So yeah. I was like, did they just drop that Blue Beetle's gonna be in this movie too?
Well, the problem is it looks really funky, fakey, bad CGI.
Oh,
the
CG's all bad.
You know what it made me think of? The TV from Videodrome, when it's wanted to like kiss James Woods and shit.
I just watched that movie like 2 weeks ago.
It looks like it was swelling and getting ready to sex up Silas Stone.
Well, so I called this morning when
the
I
new Flash. Hey, there's actually some continuity there.
What?
Victor Stone is the new Flesh.
The new Flesh?
Yeah, the new Flesh. Remember?
Yeah.
Because when James Wood becomes a cyborg as well, when he's got the gun, the techno-organic, you know, shit going on.
Okay, both of you shut the fuck up and get back to the truth.
So anyway, back to... So this morning when I text... So this morning when I text y'all about watching this trailer, I text Fryhole too to see who would respond. And of course, Fryhole was like, well, give me a minute, I'll watch it. And the first thing I got back was, CG's kind of weird. I was like, lots of weird.
It was terrible in Batman vs. Superman. I don't know why anybody expected it.
But doesn't it look a little more fake in this one?
Well, I mean, this is a teaser trailer, so it's going to suck, but I don't think...
No, this isn't a teaser. This is a trailer.
I don't expect this to get much better if it does at all.
It's very dark.
CGI in Batman vs. Superman was garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah.
So this looks like the same suit.
But you're making a point, though, and I want to expand on that. What we got last year, I think, I don't know if that was supposed to be a sizzle reel. I don't know if that was supposed to be a teaser, but that was not an official trailer. They made that clear.
Sizzle tease.
Yeah. So they made it clear. This, it's uploaded. It's Justice League trailer number one. This is the first trailer.
Okay.
So shit should be pretty finished-ish.
Polished.
Yeah. So it's
terrible. Looks terrible.
Dude, the one scene I'm going to bring up is when they show all of them in that weird hallway that...
Well, hold on. Let's get that point first.
I said when we get there, I'm going to talk about it.
So Batman and Woman have decided it's time to get the Justice League together because the alien invaders are here. And we're seeing that manifest through the parademon showing up in Silas Stone's apartment. And so then we're introduced again to the Aquaman. So are they trying... Is this another one of those deals where they're embarrassed and they're trying to make it seem the Aquaman? Do you think they're trying
He seems like he seems to be the Hulk of the team.
You think that's where they're going with that?
Yeah, kind of the Hulk.
I can see where you're going.
The Hulk, Thor, sarcastic
combo. That's a good pitch. I agree with that.
Because when I'm watching him, I was getting that vibe, kind of like he's the muscle comedic feel to it. Mm-hmm. Batman is your Cap.
Well, he's also the Wolverine too. He's the one with the attitude.
Where Batman's more Cap. He's Cap. Not even Cap. He's going to be more Iron Man.
Wonder Woman
is definitely Cap.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's Cap.
Definitely Cap. And then Superman, I guess, will fall in your...
Well, we don't even have Superman yet.
Well...
While I know that we're going to have Superman in this movie in some capacity, they've not had that in any teaser or any trailer or anything.
Well, but we've all seen the pictures of...
That's the shit that they're going to throw Superman up the back end of the final trailer. It's going to be like the big, woo, shot, look, it's Superman! Because again, you know, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it already, Superman dies in the last movie, right? And today... Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about that shit. Well, and in fact, even on the internet, people were complaining that Superman wasn't in the trailer because they apparently forgot that he died.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's because all the promo images, he's in all the promo images. Until this last batch of promo images, suddenly he's not in any of it.
But yeah, they're not showing pictures of him.
He was in all the pictures whenever they would show the whole team. He's always in all the pictures.
He hasn't been
stupid as shit ever.
Yeah, he hasn't made anything live action. He's only been in the still photographs.
But that, to this point, it's been mostly still photographs.
I mean, if you look at the bottom left corner where it says trailer HD, you see... Oh, no, that's
Cyborg.
I was like, is that suit? No, you're right. My bad.
Aquaman, though. Thankfully, they kind of gloss over the stuff they already gave us in detail in the sizzle. We don't need to know any more about Aquaman. They don't really tell us anymore, except that he's a dude with the attitude, you know, long hair dude. So, not really much out of that. But then we get Cyborg, and this is a lot more Cyborg we've gotten in the past. And they're making a point of having one of them tell you he got the transmoid virus? He's techno-organic or something like that?
The only...
Techno-mechanical, like, we've been in some new things.
The only Cyborg I know is when I watched off of fucking the Cartoon Network...
Oh, Teen Titans?
Teen Titans cartoon, where he was like a goofy video game dude guy.
Yeah.
I know nothing of Cyborg.
Well, what's funny too, I started recording Justice League Action. And they will often pair that with Teen Titans Go. And typically, I don't get all of Teen Titans Go. I only get like about 5 minutes and then the recording cuts out because Justice League Action is only about 15 minutes long and I usually record about 20 minutes, so it goes in the next show. I'm finding I like Teen Titans Go a lot better than I like Justice League Action. And I like Cyborg on that show. And it's actually the only thing I can ever think of that I've ever seen where Cyborg is a character that I can appreciate.
Well, because it's I saw a lot of them, and they're cute and goofy, but there's some kind of darkness to it. Like,
well, it's
kind of twisted.
I haven't watched the old Teen Titans from earlier in the century. No, Teen Titans Go is like the funny one, the goofier, kiddier one, the chibi-looking versions. And it really feels like Cyborg and Beast Boy are like the stars of that show. And they're the ones who bring most of the humor. And I do like him in that capacity. Having him here, he's Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, here's one of the things that bugs me about them using Cyborg in this, is there's no reason. Okay, I know I'm Johnny, social justice warrior, all that kind of good shit. But here's a simple fact. The only reason Cyborg is even brought up in this shit is because he's black, okay?
No, I thought he was like a walking boom tube, and so he could create.
But when did they do that? They did that because they wanted to include him in the Justice League. They wanted him to be their iconic black hero. They want to make sure they're not using a character that's derivative of a white hero, which would be Steel's problem, because Steel is the guy with Justice League credentials. He's been with Steel for a long time. He's their technical guy. He's the most obvious analog for Iron Man as well. But because he's one of the Supermen that replaced Superman when he died, and because he's always got that strong connection to Superman, they still couldn't play with that, considering Superman died.
Superman died. It actually seems like that would make more sense.
It would make a lot more sense. But instead, they just, it's Geoff Johns. I think it's 100% Geoff Johns. He's decided that he's going to force Cyborg to be DC's iconic African-American hero.
But see, that's where they dropped the ball, though. You got Black Lightning. You give Sinbad a costume.
He
reintroduces himself.
I have a good reason for that not to be the case, though. They don't use Black Lightning because Tony Isabella has some of the rights to the character. That's always been a problem. He, back in the late 70s, when DC was trying to talk people into making DC comics, because DC wasn't selling worth a shit in the late 70s. It was garbage numbers, right? And they couldn't steal people from Marvel, because this was before Jim Shooter. So everybody just went and worked for Marvel, and they weren't Marvel, they were noodling on their creator-owned stuff at places like...
Epic and all that shit.
Epic is this shit. Oh, this would have been, I'm trying to remember the name of Mike Friedrich, somebody, Star Reach or Atlas Seaboard, you know, one of those other sawing companies. Nobody wanted to work for DC, and that's why DC was staffed by nothing but old dudes and guys who weren't really up to stuff. I'm sorry, I hate to disparage a lot of these Bronze Age creators. The guys who couldn't get work at Marvel would work at DC, basically. And one of the ways that DC was sweetening the deal and trying to lure people over is they started doing participation. You would actually get to own stakes of characters you created. A lot of guys are still making money off of that. Jim Starlin, you remember, he bitches a lot because he gets nothing off of Thanos. He loves, of all characters, Mongul and KG Beast. He's made more money off of KG Beast than he's ever made off of Thanos. He was so happy that KG Beast got used in Assault on Arkham, and apparently he was referenced in Batman vs. Superman, because he got checks for that shit. He loved that stuff. And Mongol keeps popping up in the cartoons. He gets paid for that all the time. So it's the same deal. Tony Isabella has a significant stake in Black Lightning because it's actually prevented them from using it in another media, typically, because they don't want to pay his ass. So like in the Super Friends, the reason why they invented Black Vulcan was because they didn't want to pay Tony Isabella for the African-American dude with electrical powers, so they just created one of their own, which is funny because then Hanna-Barbera owns Black Vulcan, so DC never uses that character since they don't have rights to that one either. So yeah, it would make more sense to just have Black Lightning in there.
Well, no, I always go back to that. Whenever Superman died in the comics and everyone was like hyping it up, and Saturday Night Live did that bit with Sinbad.
Yeah.
Where he's always that was always
Black Lightning. We never heard of you. Go away. And he starts stuffing the shrimp down his pants trying to steal from the buffet.
That's a great skit. Sinbad was great on that one.
I'm notorious for hating Black Lightning too, though. I don't hate Cyborg. I never liked him. He was always the most boring member of the Titans. And the only reason why this dude is here is because they want to have an African-American character be in the Justice League. And then he isn't derivative of a white hero. But he's never been very charismatic. He's never carried his own series very long. They only in the last, 16 months or so, they finally decided, we're going to publish a Cyborg book. Does it sell? No, it doesn't sell that great. But we're going to put Ivan Reis on this fucker anyway, just to try to lure people into reading a Cyborg book. Does it have, any kind of great critical mass or anything? No. Is he a fan favorite character? No. But they're trying to make him happen, because they need to have an African-American at the fore.
Why don't they try, Hawkman or something like that?
Make a black Hawkman?
Yeah.
Because then there'd be the whole argument of, it's a white character, why are you making a black stuff? The obvious thing to do is just have black Green Lantern, because John Stewart is really one of the most...
No, the obvious thing to do is use Martian Manhunter.
That would also be very obvious. Yeah, because...
That would work.
In pretty much every live-action interpretation of the character is African-American. People know him from that way from Smallville. They know it from Supergirl. They know it from the cartoons, because usually it's
his
a black actor voicing
John
him.
Jones.
Well, actually, no.
John Jones, yeah.
No, actually, no. In the JLA series, he was Asian at the very end.
For one fucking episode for like literally about 45 seconds of one.
I'm just saying. He was Asian at one point.
Okay. But he's the guy, he's your multicultural guy.
Yes.
Yeah. But if they can't make Superman work, I'd rather not be touching Martian Manhunter. So I'm not advocating for that either. But it just kills me because they're trying to make Cyborg happen, and he doesn't really have the pull for it. But I like him in Teen Titans. And if you had more of that, that's the thing. Who are they going to have to be the goofy one?
They're doing the Flash, yeah.
Exactly. So you're robbing him of a potential role where he could have served well. Because Barry Allen was there with the goofy guy.
Yeah.
Barry Allen was a straight. He's a straight on the TV show too, isn't he?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a funny guy. He's not a good. They're trying to do something different.
He's always the straight man on all the jokes.
So have Cyborg be the guy who's sort of like the fanning out.
But then,
then
you're playing a stereotypical comedic black character in a movie.
I guess, but it's hard to.
No, that's a catch 22 on this one. You're not gonna win. I think that's
the
proper term.
Yeah, but what kills me is the idea is okay. We're gonna have Cyborg. So what do we do with Cyborg? They have him suddenly have jet boots, so he's flying around and he keeps
honestly
the mask that appears. He goes and he gets covered in the face with mask. It's like he's your Iron Man. Obviously, your Iron Man. That as well. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I hope. Because we haven't seen the movie yet. I hope they play him comedic against a Flash and they're like almost like Beast Boy.
That would be
like,
cool. Yeah.
And they're
have him be sort of the guy who appreciates
yeah,
that, like,
and they're joking
everybody else.
They're both young. They're both kind of out of their league. These are all older characters around them. So they're kind of the goofy kids on the team that are joking around. If they go that route, I think it would be actually kind of funny. That would be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Because they're the buddy guys that, you know, because you got the Aquaman, he's an old dick. You got Wonder Woman, centuries old. You got Batman, the rich dick. You got Superman, the corp. Like, you got all these old characters that are solidified in the world. And then you got these two young guys, like a young football player and the Flash, who apparently maybe just got his powers because he looks real young.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the two buddies that are joking around. They kind of do that a lot with Flash and Green Lantern a lot.
Yeah.
Where Green Lantern is the straight man, though the Flash is kind of comedic joke. So
wait, are you done, like on the Justice League?
The cartoons, some of the cartoons.
Well, and they kind of.
Like Flashpoint and stuff.
Yeah, well, and also in the Arrow and Flash, isn't Arrow like the stiff? And
yeah, he's the straight man.
Kind of the lighter one?
Yeah.
Well, what the thing is, too, is another reason why I always had trouble with Cyborg is because he was so obvious he was also a bit of a Ben Grimm ripoff, where he's a guy who sees himself as a monster, so he's always trying to cover himself up,
right.
But he's antisocial and surly and shit. And then one of the things that was nice about him is that his relationship with Beast Boy kind of brought him out of his shell and made him a little bit more comfortable. So it'd be kind of neat if he hates himself and he hates what he's become, and then Barry shows up and appreciates him. It's like, oh my God, you're incredible. Look at all these cool, you know, you're merging them.
But see, now you're projecting a hope onto this movie, and it's going to crush
it. No, I get that, but it'd be cool because it could be a situation where Barry's the first person who, instead of being freaked out by Cyborg, sees the potential and sees how cool it is that the Cyborg
is. I feel bad because I know you're going to hang yourself with this theory, and you're just stacking boxes and making the drop that much harder.
Oh yeah, well, it's just like we started putting the DC specials in the Rolls Fine feed, and I'm talking about how certain I am that Suicide Squad is going to be good. So I'm trust me, aware of instances where I definitely was optimistic to a fault. Yeah. But I do like, because we see him playing football and stuff too, I'm confident that we're going to see Cyborg's origin in this movie. We're going to, because.
But how long is this fucking movie then?
2.5 hours long.
You don't think it's going to be
3 hours
long? I was going to say, maybe pushing three, dude. Because you still got to do the origins of the Flash.
Yeah.
The origins of Aquaman.
Well, no. You do not need to do the Flash's origin. Please don't do any Flash origin.
Okay.
He's got a TV show.
We know Soup, we know Bat, we know Wonder Woman, because her own movie.
Yeah.
So you still have to do Aqua, Flash.
You don't have to do their origins, though.
See, not, maybe saying, not a full origin, but a good 5 minutes.
No. But that's what... No, you don't. Please. Because here's the thing.
Flashback?
No.
Because isn't Girl going to be in this movie?
Who?
Girl. Underwater Girl?
Yeah, Underwater Girl Mira is going to be
in. So, okay.
She's in the movie. So she's got to be... If she's in the movie, they're going to talk about... What's the guy? Underwater Guy.
The Aquaman.
The Aquaman? If they're going to talk to Underwater Girl, then they're definitely going to tell you some background about Underwater Guy.
I have a theory, but one sec. So here's my thinking. Aquaman is getting a movie. He's going to be the first one to get a movie because the Flash movie keeps getting pushed back. Because they can't hold on to any talent. Because Warner Brothers, I think, is probably developing a reputation at this point. People don't really seem to enjoy making these movies. With the exception of Zack Snyder. And even he's probably had a better time at other movies than he's had with Justice League. But Aquaman's getting a movie, so they got to have his origin story in his movie. So they're just going to tease you with Aquaman. And they made a point of showing he's going to be the mysterious, surly one. So there's no reason to give you his origin, right? The Flash, they still want to do his movie, and the intention is for that to be probably the next movie, especially because I don't know if you heard, but apparently now that Matt Reeves is doing The Batman, they're starting over from scratch. They threw out the script. So there's no telling when The Batman movie is going to come out. So Flash will probably still be the next movie unless it ends up being Green Lantern. So they need to save something for those movies. Cyborg's not getting a movie until like 2020 if everything continues to stay on pace. And we're seeing shots of him running around.
2020. Not that far away anymore.
Not that far away anymore. But it's far enough from summer 2017. 3 year wait for his origin. I think that might be pushing it. And also the fact that we're seeing him play football and shit, and we're seeing that Silas Stone's going to be in this movie. I think that this is where they're going to tell his origin, and that Cyborg is just going to be his solo movie. So if there's any character that's going to be our POV character, a guy we're going to get in on the ground floor, I think he's the one that they're going to do that with. Which I actually welcome, because that's a great platform to launch him. I would like for them to create a version of Cyborg that I like. It's just that when you're having him fly around with the full face mask and the boot jets, it's so obvious that he's their Iron Man, it's really a big turn off. But at least he does the Sonic Blaster thing. So.
Does he?
Yeah, they show him blasting stuff. I hope it's a Sonic Blaster. He's supposed to have the white noise blaster. That was one of his shticks. Because one of his hands would become... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the little dish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that. That's really dumb.
I gotta see something real quick.
When he says, you should probably move, it's really bad video game stuff.
Yeah, but whenever... Did he have a dot in the middle of his forehead?
He's a cyborg.
Like a gem?
You should probably move.
Yeah.
He's a vision.
He's got an LED.
Whoever you're looking for...
Oh my god, the vision.
So one, they clearly now recognize that the Flash looks like shit. Because he went from a character they have featured a lot in the social reel to a guy that is barely in this trailer. You notice that? They really cut down on the Flash in this one.
The unanimous negative things I hear about these things are the Flash.
Yeah.
Unanimously. It seems like across the board everybody hates the way the Flash looks.
Yeah. And of course the joke is like, well, it's too bad there isn't a version of the Flash costume in live action people like. Oh, wait. Yeah. He was fairly prominent in the teaser, and he's just like, now we're showing you Cyborg. Look at Cyborg. He looks good, right? Well, we'll see how people respond to it. Yeah. I think he looks okay. I don't like that he looks inhuman.
He looks bad.
You think he looks bad?
Yeah. And now that I'm telling you, dude, when we looked at it, I had to go back because I'm like, is that an Infinity Stone? I mean, dude, that's... I don't even think he has it.
He doesn't have a glowing white light in the middle of his forehead.
Oh,
it's too much light. Well, you're going to have a red eye and a glowing...
It's the vision.
So anyway, then we cut to, again, the Batman. Because everybody's a the at this point. I guess they're trying to sell you on how, you know...
Just makes him sound darker.
Render, and yeah. Makes him sound, yeah. But I do actually kind of like the CGI Batman. It reminds me of when you've got Batman in his own comics where he's more street level and he's fighting regular crime shit. And then he's got to go be in Justice League and fight robots and stuff. So they kind of up his game when he goes over to Justice League and you get to see him do more dynamic stuff. He's not just in the alleyways skulking. And the CGI gives you an opportunity to do that without having to deal with actors like doing stunt work and shit. And I actually kind of like seeing him jump and flip and that, isn't that like the... Pretty much the first time we've ever seen Batman in one of these big budget movies. Not just the Batarang, but like swinging on a rope.
I thought he did that. Didn't he jump off a plane? No, he jumped off that plane when he saved Martha.
Yeah, you actually see him swinging on a rope Martha. Like he used to do back in the day.
When he saved Martha.
Martha!
That's the only way I can say that name now. So if I'm at the store and I'm like, I'm looking for Martha.
Martha.
What do you mean, Martha? Martha's in the store?
If I'm at the store and I'm calling for someone named Martha, I can only say it in that tone.
Oh, you were saying, like, when I go to the store looking for Martha,
yeah.
You go regularly to the store.
You know, I will go, I'm just going to go to Walmart.
That was like a brand name of something.
I don't want to hit flat. I'm no Chappelle.
So, yeah. So, what did you think of your Batman roping around like that? Going Batarangs at robot and shit.
It looked more Batman. I assumed he was going to jump out with an M16 and start gunning people down, so I was kind of pleasantly surprised when he threw a Batarang.
I did like it, too, that he wasn't leaving away from... He didn't look all CG like he was leaving away from the heat vision in the trailers for Batman v Superman, so...
I mean, he wasn't shooting people or sniping people, so I was like, that's kind of a nice touch. I guess they got the notice of it's Batman, not Punisher Batman, so... Mm.
Yeah, he isn't running around with big guns this time. You're right, that was cool. I'm happy to see him throwing it towards a Batman.
Yeah, that's the Batman. I actually like that scene where they show him roll, and he throws it, and I'm like, okay, that's...
You want to see him throwing Batman?
Yeah, that's
shooting guns,
right.
For fuck's sake.
Okay.
So you get the sequence where they're showing the characters' headshots, and one of them is like, they said the Age of Heroes would never come again. Is that not just ring super hollow in the current era of... every fucking month there's like some superhero thing coming out. It's like, you think we've really been waiting with bated breath for you guys to finally roll out your shitty Justice League movie?
Well, we're
three deep on the Avengers movie.
What does it even fucking mean? What does it mean? What does it even mean?
I think her meaning was that she was disillusioned back in World War I in her movie.
We don't know yet because we haven't seen it yet.
And Superman and Batman haven't been fully embraced as heroes. But Superman kind of was.
What are you talking about? They built a statue of Superman.
Yeah, they did kind of build a
thing. What the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah. So, yeah, you got a point. But yeah, and they're showing the headshots of the Justice Leaguers, and it just really lets you remind you that these guys don't look as good as the Avengers or a lot of the other shit that's out there now, especially the Flash.
Everything just feels really small.
Mm.
I mean, everything feels on a set. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's very green screen.
Actually,
especially like that orange sun that's in the background.
It's so
very
generic.
Fake. And,
it's a fill. They put a fill on the background.
What bothers me is everything's so dark.
Well, I mean, everything's going to be dark in these movies.
Just visually dark.
No color. It's a lens.
It's desaturated color.
That's so weird, man. I didn't like it.
Well, what gets me is it's dark in that way that Roger Corman movies are dark. It's like they're trying to cover the CGI. They're trying to like help it along by just lots of black backgrounds. Like there are all these night scenes. There's no moon. There's no stars. There's no buildings. It's just like, you know, here's your vehicle that you're supposed to be looking at, your figures you're supposed to be looking at, and then a sea of blackness behind them. And it really takes you out of any physical space. It looks like it's guys on a green screen and the camera moving around to make it look like they're in motion.
Yeah.
It's very Speed Racer. Wachowski Speed Racer?
Never saw it.
Come on, dude.
One, it really looks like they went out of the way to give us a Wonder Woman ass shot. I mean,
she seems when she's fighting, and this, I don't know, it's not going to be mean, but like when you watch Black Widow fight, and I'm not trying to be like, I'm Marvel boy all the way, but when Black Widow fights, she takes them on the air, she'll flip around them, she'll throw them on the ground. Every time I've seen Wonder Woman, she's doing this weird ground slide thing.
Slide thing is her move.
Yeah, that's like her signature, like I'm sliding and kicking your feet from underneath you, and she seems to do that a lot in her fighting style, which
is because we've seen it in the
trailer. Is that normal in the comics?
No.
She doesn't like a Xena chick where like she would just punch you in the face. And
I actually think it must be a subconscious manifestation of sexism that the girl's the one who's doing all the sweeping.
I thought it was like an anime thing. Like she seems
very good. That's good.
You brought him alive.
That's good.
Yeah. But that is seemingly to be her move based on her movie and what we're seeing here. But they really seem to go out of her way because I froze frame. I'm going to fucking own this. Gal Gadot, it doesn't have much of an ass. They made a big deal in her first Fast and Furious movie, second Fast and Furious movie, of her running around in a bathing suit and like they're showing her ass a lot. And in fact, the villain like has to tap her ass because they're going to pull the fingerprint off of her ass
using
special fabric and shit. And it's like Gal Gadot doesn't really have an ass. But I guess because she's been working out, or her stunt person probably more likely, they has an ass, and they make a point of really wedging the underpants there. So if you freeze frame, it's like, wow, you're really looking at one of those ass in this trailer. And it's
making me really uncomfortable about this trailer right now.
I'm just saying, though, it's just one of those funny things. If there's one thing you can say about the Marvel trailers, they're Disney, and they really seem to go out of their way to not be sexual. You know, they're not trying to do any kind of cheesy stuff, really.
Have you missed the memo on this? This is dark. Where comics should be. Because Marvel, they're such a pussy comics. And they're so colorful and fun. It's supposed to be dark and sexual.
Well, but that's just and sexual. But the DC shit has a... Well, okay, I guess Lois staying in the tub was a little bit...
Dude, come on, dude. He banged her in the tub.
And there's been a lot of beefcake in these movies. Especially
for Henry Cavill. Shirt.
We get bare-ass Bruce Wayne Batman v Superman.
Avengers had a streak of every single movie a character took their shirt off. I mean, there was a thing about that.
There's a world difference, though. We've seen Bruce's bare ass. We've seen basically Lois Lane's tits, and we've seen Superman in various states of undress. So I guess there is precedent for that. There has been a lot of beefcake. But it just gets me in the midst of a teaser, you're going to make this point of having Wonder Woman do a kick in such a way that she's got the Wonder Thong showing up. You know?
I think you focus more on that than most people would have done.
I assure you, people are going to be looking at Wonder Woman's ass. Yeah. If they haven't yet, it's Saturday. It just came out. I assure you, people are going to be looking. It's a nice, well-defined ass.
Well, there's a minute and a half people seen it, so I'm assuming a large chunk of them have.
The other thing that gets me, and Mac, as a fan of comedy, I think we'll back me up on this. What is your superpower? I'm super rich. That's the line. You don't I'm rich.
No, that
I'm super rich.
Didn't Tony do a line like that already? Something?
Maybe.
Like, he pays for all the toys, or
Yeah, that's Tony Stark in Avengers 2.
Yeah, the one where we saw the sticker, Jarvis is my co-pilot, and they kind of hint that he's the money guy.
What hint he's the money guy?
Well, he alludes to it, that he's the
money
guy.
Are you saying, are you talking about Tony, or are you talking about Bruce?
Tony.
Yeah, no, he outright says it.
But isn't that their attempt at the same joke?
Yes, you're probably exactly right, yeah. What's your superpower? I'm super rich. That's the line. How do you miss that line?
Dude, that line would have never worked. Right?
No, it's not a good line. Well, you're going to go for this joke.
Which one?
The line where he asks him what your superpower is.
No, that's what I'm saying. That didn't work.
I think he's trying to say whether he hits super rich or regular rich, it doesn't matter. It's a shitty line.
It's a shitty line I'm giving you, but at least even if you try the joke, you do
get
super
it.
Rich.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Here's what I want to see. Part of me is rooting for this movie to make money, if for no other reason than to spike the ball and Finn Jones, is that the guy's name, the guy from Iron Fist? We're trying to claim that a lot of the backlash from Iron Fist is because Danny Rand is rich like Donald Trump and everybody's mad because of the rich guys.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, so he's trying to say that so many people had issues because of Trump and being a rich guy, and Danny Rand's rich, and so there's a natural disposition in the audience to dislike Danny Rand because he's also a billionaire. And it's like, Bruce Wayne, Tony Stark, and you think that that's an issue?
Black, sir.
Yeah, we're going
together!
I am telling you, he's in his own version of the Hulkbuster. Batman in the
That's what I was going to ask. Is he in a giant robot?
There's in the new Batman comics. There's a run where he's in his giant armor. It's a Hulkbuster, basically armor.
Right.
He's going around.
Oh, the rabbit suit.
The what?
You talking about him in the rabbit suit? The one with the big fucking ridiculous ears?
Yeah, it's the giant robot suit.
The one that Jim Gordon was running around in.
I don't know.
Remember when Jim Gordon was Batman and he's running around in the armor?
In the comics?
Yeah, in the comics. He's got the giant...
I mean, I haven't read all the comics. I just flipped through one and he's running around in a giant Hulkbuster armor. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird for Batman to be in a giant armored suit.
Well, that's what Jim Gordon replaced a Batman while Bruce was... freed from his Batman persona and amnesia.
Oh, you've read
and so he's running around this armor that kind of looked like the one from Appleseed.
Yeah.
He had the big bunny ears.
Yeah.
So I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, in this scene, he's in a thing and he's like, it's my turn. And he's firing a gun and then you see a foot land. I'm assuming he has a giant armor.
He's
going
to have a...
Yeah,
what? Did you just catch that?
I didn't know... Man, so much bullshit's running around. No,
just slow down. Just stare. Watch.
There's a lot of bullshit.
Watch. Get some something here.
Watch her.
There's a foot.
I thought that was something landing next to her.
That looked like a foot landing.
Like something's climbing up thing. That's how I took it, too. I thought he was in some sort of robotic armor.
Okay. I took it that Batman just blasted something that was missing Wonder Woman, and then it landed in front of her after he blasted it.
No.
Well, then, I thought that's what that top-down shot was.
Watch her.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, see, it looks like a giant
robot. I think
that's
on the catwalk right there.
Okay, I don't know what I'm looking at. I
two
like...
Gatling guns, and it looks like maybe a foot.
I mean, it may not be. That could be the bat plane.
So Batman has a Zord?
That could be the flying bot. He's got a Zord. Why does that work? Does he have an Zord?
He's the Black Ranger? Are you saying he's the Black Power Ranger?
Yeah.
Now we're commingling. Now that's synergy in these films.
I know that I was talking a lot about, I want to see the bracelets, but this whole thing where Wonder Woman is constantly like clanging her bracelets against stuff and creating like shockwaves and shit, that's not Wonder Woman's thing.
You mean the Hulk slap?
It's the fucking Hulk clap. Yes, yeah. That's exactly what that is. And they keep having you do that. And then in Hershrader 2, they do the thing where I guess her mom is swinging the sword at her and she like blasts her backwards.
Yeah,
up.
I saw it.
Now they're doing a whole, okay, whatever.
No, this is them. Who can we make the DC characters look like in Marvel? Like, what powers can they use?
I don't know.
Dude, that's the Hulk slap.
It is the Hulk clap.
He's been doing that
but
since,
they're doing this thing.
Crap. The first Ang Lee Marvel or Hulk movie. The slap.
Did they ever do it on the TV show?
TV show, I don't remember. The cartoons, yes.
The video game.
I remember the last one where he fought the Abomination and the helicopter catches on fire with Betty. And that's how he blows out the flames was with the slap. So I'm like... Dude, that's Hulk's thing. And then you got Wonder Woman doing
it. Well, that's that too. When you're clanging two pieces of metal together the way the Wonder Woman does, it's going to go in all directions. With Hulk's clap, it makes sense.
No,
A, it's the
no,
Hulk doing the clapping.
No, because it's comical.
Okay.
True.
I
always assumed those weapons were, her gauntlets were a defensive weapon.
Not
offensive weapon. So I always thought they were like, Shield, then I fight. But of course, I'm thinking Linda Carter also, the hottest Wonder Woman ever exists. But, you know, block, 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 protect, and now she's like, I'm waiting for it to literally go, you get slammed together and shoot a laser beam out of it. So
well,
that's the next
already, I've already been saying that part of the reason why she's always got the sword now is because they need to have an accessory for the action figure, and they're already thinking in those terms. And now it's like, oh, what do we need the ranged attack? Role-playing slash marketing terms, and
it's
that's
fine.
A turn-off.
It's fine. Chill out, dude. Let her use the freaking bracelets to shoot shit out. Who cares, man? It's all right. It's going to be all right.
No. No, it's not.
No, I'm not saying it's going to be all right, but I'm saying that's all right.
No, it's not.
Well, it's just...
Clanging the bright bracelets together is going to be so far down the list of dumb shit in this movie.
True.
Just don't fucking chill on the bracelet. There's a girl.
Yeah,
no,
that's
that.
Wait, I like, too, where, again, they're making it clear we're in the same...
We're doing a podcast. I just yelled, there's girl. Audio, dude. That was what's her name?
Amber Heard.
Underwater.
Yeah. And her suit looks pretty cool. We don't get to see enough of her to see how that looks. It looks all right. But I like how they make sure to let you know here's Barry at prison with his dad because this is the same character as on the TV show that you guys like.
Yeah.
And this is the same character that Geoff Johns reinvigorated 10 years ago.
True.
So they're just one quick shot. It's like, we're just letting you know it's your Barry. It's still your Barry. It's a different guy playing him, but it's your Barry.
You're sure this is going to lead to some origin stuff?
I'm feeling origin.
Nah, this is
you're like, sure, though? You're sure?
I think this is just a moment. I don't think we're going to see it. Because they've done it on the fucking TV show to death.
This is what I'm talking about. Look at the background on that shit.
Yeah, okay, so now we're looking at the Amazons of Themyscira going to war with the parademons, and that's why I was saying we're not going to have an Aquaman origin. Because what's going to happen, the way they're going to show the big scale, remember, they wanted in Man of Steel. The big thing is they wanted to show the big battle, and it wasn't just the Avengers in New York. No, we're going to destroy the whole fucking city. We're going to threaten the entire world. It's all about having those raised stakes. So this is them trying to compete with Sokovia, where they lifted up an entire country and then dropped it. We're going to have a global invasion. It's going to hit all the cool places in the DC Universe. So the Amazons on Paradise Island are going to be fighting the Parademons, and the Atlanteans under the water are going to be fighting the Parademons. Everybody's fighting the Parademons all at once in the global invasion. That's what that is.
Okay.
I'm just glad to know that like the Mispros are going to get destroyed at the end of World of the Battle. So that's a plus.
There are your guns.
That scene right there.
This looks so terrible.
It looks so bad.
That looks really, really bad.
They stand out.
Okay, well, let's highlight. So it looks like they're on an alien vessel. Aquaman and Cyborg are poised for action, and Wonder Woman does like a rolling drop through a ceiling and then lands in a battle position and says, what does she say? Shall we?
Something. Go.
But the thing is, if you look at the CG in the back compared to them,
it's horrible.
Dude, they stand out so bad. Oh, it's bad.
There's a lot of green screen hell in this trailer, given as a Wonder Woman fan, I'm happy to see that this, like, one of these last moments in the trailer is devoted to Wonder Woman being like, you know, we're going to go kick some ass now. So they got me for that. Just like when you see in Batman, he leaps and the cape forms like the bat shape as he's leaping down into combat. As a Batman fan, you got a little happy about that. I'm happy that we're getting a nice spotlight moment for Wonder Woman in the trailer right toward the end. Big action beat, letting you know that she's a badass. You know, she's going to be at the fore of this movie, so I'm happy for that. And it's a good line delivery, too. After all the complaints I've had about Gal Gadot and not really knowing if she can act, the line delivery throughout this trailer from her, I was content with.
Really?
I didn't have a problem with
it. Are you serious?
And I don't have a trouble with her line delivery in the most recent Wonder Woman trailers either.
I thought it was particularly bad in this trailer.
You thought so?
Yeah.
She's very stiff.
Isn't her line hard to be here in a second?
Her body positioning is very stiff. That's one thing that bothers me, is they did the spotlight posters for each of the characters, because they're trying to do the whole unite, so they're going to have like their merged movie posters and shit. And both there and in that shot I was talking about earlier where the flying boxes landing thing is coming down, she's just sort of standing there. Everybody else is trying to do their cool superhero action pose, and she's just sort of like standing there like she's like waiting for her cue or something. So that is a bit of an issue.
I dig it.
And see, especially because you got that cool you got the cool beat with Wonder Woman, and it's like, okay, we get in there, we get in on that, but no, then they have this thing where Batman's meeting Jim Gordon and the other Justice Leaguers are there. What the fuck does Aquaman say, and how is that a joke?
He says, just like a bat, I dig it.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought I heard. That doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense. I don't know what the fuck that is. It's not a joke. Huh?
I'm assuming the costume.
No, because it's like, Jim Gordon is saying, it's good to see you working and playing well with others again, and then Aquaman's like a bat, I can dig it. It's like, what? I don't, what? I don't understand that.
I'm assuming he did something right before this scene, and then he says, just like a bat, I dig it. But I know.
Set up like a joke, but that's not a punchline.
If he were, like, hanging upside down talking to them, they were like, he's like, just like a bat, I dig it. Although I don't get that he says, I don't understand, I dig it. This is all super
fun. That moment is like, for this trailer, that's like in the first X-Men movie, what happens when a toad gets struck by electricity.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this moment is. Like,
but there's a whole line missing.
Isn't that in the trailer?
Yeah, but there's a whole line missing.
Clearly, there's something not right.
Well, I've seen the top 10 where they talk about that. Where there's like a cut scene that alludes to that joke, but since it was cut out of the movie, the joke made no sense, but they had to leave it in there anyway. Because that's how they get rid of Toad.
The frog by lightning.
Yeah.
How do we feel about J. Jonah Jameson playing Jim Gordon here?
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
That guy's getting around.
Who?
That dude is very...
Who is
that? Beloved character actor. J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's his name? The real actor. Okay.
I only know him
as the yellow M&M, so...
Is he the yellow
M&M? Yeah, he's the yellow M&M. He does the voice for the yellow M&M.
It's not my tempo.
Yeah.
No. The CG.
And then he's all like, I don't get this guy.
Dude, CG looks so bad.
Yeah, that last shot of him on the Batmobile, I guess that's what it is. And
it looks very video game. And not even a good video game, like 2017.
It's
like 2014 video game.
It's some Phantom Menace shit there.
Yeah.
Serious Phantom Menace shit. And what gets me too is, you know, we've been talking a lot about how he's going to be Namor. And he's still totally fucking Namor. And he's got the body for Namor. And they're covering up in that shitty fucking costume. It's like, it looks okay on Mira, but with him, it looks so rubbery. Like everybody else is kind of CG. Even the Flash kind of seems like it makes sort of kind of sense as armor. But him, it just looks like he's wearing this goofy rubber suit. And I guess the rationale is that way they can sell the Halloween costume because he runs around bare-chested. But why do you get a guy with a body like him?
No,
Khal Drogo?
I think it's probably easier to do the 99% CGing of these action sequences.
Right, there's all the leaking.
If he's in a big, one-colored, busy-looking armor thing.
It's still golden green-ish.
I don't see any green.
Is that supposed to be Cyborg on the side?
It's light and dark.
Whereas it's harder to make skin look real.
I guess that must be what it is, but God, that's a lousy looking suit. It's a real waste of...
He's going to have the shitty tattoo, the rock stuff.
He does
tattoo,
have all
right?
The tattoos, there is that.
Yeah, but I thought in some of the promo shots...
Oh, he does. He's not in that suit the whole time.
Right.
This is the first time in the
promo
shot.
If they're standing around talking, he'll be like that, but then whenever they go to action, they'll put him in his rubbery looking slappy CG suit.
Well, and so what kills me too is they also released character posters for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And I don't know, have you seen these?
Mm-hmm.
I had this big, goofy smile on my face when I was looking at those. And I'm not a big Guardians fan, obviously. I'm the guy.
You're a hater.
But if you look at the posters, what they've done is they made each of the character posters look like an 80s trading card. You know, they've got like a cool border to it and their names in big letters behind them and shit. And the aesthetic behind that and the fact that they go deep enough where they get down to character roles for Ego and Aisha and shit, I just had this big dumb smile on my face because it's just like, this is so much fun. Dude, look at their shot, dude. Oh, it's so great. And it just like made me giddy. And part of it's Drax. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Khal Drogo was going to play Drax, but the role was only worth, like, he was demanding $500,000 and they didn't want to pay him. So they went with Dave Bautista instead.
Thank God.
Yeah, and he's great. He is great. And he would be much better Drax.
Way better than I would have ever thought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, is he's just running around in the green body paint just like Lou Ferrigno did 30, 40 years ago, right? But he looks good that way because he's Drax. He inhabits that character. And it kills me to see Kyle over here and he's in this shitty fucking suit. It's like, you could have just been the J. Lee Namor, but no, they got to put you in that garbage suit and have you fucking harpooning everything. It does not look good. It is not a good use of a guy with a build like this. And I guess they're trying to go... They're doing Thor, because he's going to be the warrior guy.
Is he a surfer dude?
Thor
or
Hulk
mixture.
I got a quick question. Does Wonder Woman have her invisible jet in this movie?
No, because we're in the...
So what is that flying in the corner? That can't be Cyborg, is it? Because it's too big to be a human.
Which corner? I don't even know.
Right to your left. This is the view from the Batman where Aquaman leapt off the vehicle, so you're seeing him from behind.
Above the 219.
Yeah.
219.
Where the number says 219 on the screen.
Jets, the 219 on this.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know. It could be a parody machine. It's not invisible.
Just
really.
Remind you of watching it. That's got to be Cyborg.
It's too big, though.
It's got to be Cyborg. I don't know. Well, it's definitely not fucking invisible.
It's very bro-y.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. Here's another thing, too, that kills me. Okay, it's easy.
Say it again!
Well, no, I mean, you know, I like the white stripes. one of the things that endeared me to the Marvel movies, especially in the case of Captain America, because I don't know if you guys remember, I hated the shit out of the first Captain America trailer. I had such dire predictions about that movie after that first trailer. And then they got to, I think it was the second trailer, and that's when they used 4 Degrees by Tool. And it's like, you fuckers are fucking nailing me because you know what I want. You know what I want to hear. You know my kind of music. And 4 Degrees, even factoring in that Tool has gotten to become a much more popular band than they were when they were actually putting albums out, 4 Degrees is still kind of a deep cut. And then when they do the Avengers movie trailer, they go for not just a Nine Inch Nails song, which is already kind of a peculiar choice for what's supposed to be a big blockbuster motion picture, you bring your kids kind of deal. But they go with fucking We're In This Together, which is not from one of the more popular Nine Inch Nails albums. But I love that tune, and it just, like, it felt like those movies were on my wavelength. And so when they did the sizzle reel for Justice League, the fact they went for a White Stripes song did kind of, like, work in a similar capacity. I mean, they're going 10-plus years after that time period the Marvel was tweaking. But it's still my kind of music, my kind of sound. It wasn't the kind of song that I really expected them to pull up for that kind of trailer. And also, it's not a big... The obvious one is Seven Nation Army, especially because of the Magnificent Seven, Justice League, and all this bullshit. So it was like, okay, that's cool they're using that. But it's weird to me because when I see it used in the official trailer, it's like, you're really going to go with a movie that has the kind of expectations and part of the series of movies with the kind of tomatometer readings that they've had. The song you're going to choose for your trailer is Icky Thump. You know, there's sort of a weird, unintended subtext to that. And then they go with Come Together, where it's like, oh, really, you're going to do a Beatles song, huh? Yeah, nice. But they don't just pick a Beatles song. They make a point of getting Aerosmith's cover of a Beatles song. And I don't know if you remember this, but the reason why Aerosmith covered Come Together in the first place, they did it for the 1970s Sgt. Pepper movie that starred the Bee Gees, which was a notorious flop in its time. And it's like, Icky Thump and Aerosmith's Come Together? You guys are like trying to curse this movie, aren't you? I almost think the guys who are cutting the trailers are like giving you running commentary on their thoughts of the movie that they're cutting trailers for. It's just, it kind of gets to me. But it's also like, Come Together is a little too on the nose for me.
The weirdest shit runs through your head. Like, I watched this trailer like 5 times, and I never once noticed Wonder Woman's ass. I didn't notice anything about the fucking brownie fox or whatever the hell they call it. And you're the shit, Icky Thump. You get it? Because, like, it's not a good movie. And then, if they didn't just use the Beatles version, they used Aerosmith's version, which they used for a movie that was not good back then.
Because they're trying to torpedo it. They're trying to torpedo it.
The guys who were selecting the music for the trailer,
it's our
subconsciously trying to tell us it's not a good movie that they're selecting music for the trailer for?
Because it's all fake news.
So I'm the Alex Jones of superhero movie trailers.
I'm the Alex Jones of superhero trailer?
Ugh. Welcome to Black Ink Prison Planet Podcast. Yeah, so yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So you saying you love the trailer?
I didn't love the trailer. I didn't hate it. I'm kind of somewhat indifferent. It's like, if Wonder Woman doesn't... Oh, by the way, that's another thing too, is they did all those little 20-second teasers. They did have footage in those that they don't have in this trailer. And one thing I like is you see her working in antiquities. She's like cleaning up a statue and shit.
Well, I was actually trying to bring those up, man. So
yeah.
You keep talking about them. I haven't seen them yet.
Okay. Play the trailer again. I want to hear Wonder Woman's, when she stopped.
Line over it. Okay.
Just play it again. It's terrible.
Well, before you, okay, well, you're gonna do all of them then?
Well, I'm trying to find them. I want to see them. I never heard.
There's character-specific ones for each of the major dust figures, so.
It's okay, man. They'll just have Harley Quinn and the Joker pop up somewhere in the middle of the movie.
Oh, Jesus. Flash, man, come on. I do like that they all get their logos, though. I think that is something that kind of sets these heroes apart. And I actually do like the Cyborg suit.
Luthor gave it to them.
Right, there's that, which makes no fucking sense. But we'll set that aside. I actually like Cyborg C. His little, like, gear C thingy. It's kind of cute. I don't mind that one much. But what I like about the Wonder Woman one is that when they're showing her work, you know, cleaning the statue, she's wearing all white. I thought there was a nice little nod to her white jumpsuit era in the 60s. I wish, though, they'd also had her in white leather when she's approaching the flying fox. Because when she's in black leather, she looks just like her character from Fast and Furious, which doesn't help.
Extended? Nah, it's probably bullshit.
Yeah, click it. Well, you know what they did is they probably mashed it up with the sizzle reel.
The others.
Where are they? Where are they?
Some of that's just their accent, though, man. It's not the delivery, it's just the power.
Think so?
Yeah.
What are your superpowers again?
I'm rich.
Bitch?
That was it.
It's like a surfer dude, man.
You should have played Lobo. You would have been a perfect
player. Oh, yeah. Lobo, yes.
He did great.
Now from now on, I hear that song, it's going to be like the JLE theme for me now.
Think you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, the words there. Words associations.
What if it's never in the movie?
I guarantee it's not going to be in the movie.
You don't think so?
But look, here's the thing. I obviously don't have wild expectations for this movie. The trailer's fine. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. There's nothing there where I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be terrible. I want nothing to do with this movie. It's all the other movies I've seen that make me feel that way. But I can totally see somebody watching this being really hyped for it. I can't help those people.
So. Well, no, the fanboys, the DC fanboys are going to love this. They're going to eat it all up.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I don't know about
the normies are going to be all into it.
There are a bunch of guys. I think Kevin Maguire was one of them, in fact, who was tweeting. It's like, man, I've been waiting for Justice League movies since I was 7. I should be so much more excited for this. I wish I was excited for this like I was supposed to be. And that's kind of how I feel, too.
I mean, I'm going
to
go see it.
It's going to be cool when Green Lantern shows up to help fight Parademons in the last reel, though. Totally going to happen. Know this.
You sure?
Totally going to happen. And it goddamn well better be Jon Stewart. Because this fucking Hal Mark 2.0, that's going to fucking suck.
Okay. Well, I thought they had, like, that army guy.
Well, you know what would be cool, too? That's a possibility.
Because I heard that he was supposed to play.
He's in the running, supposedly, but I think one of the primary sources for that is Army Hammer. So I don't know how reliable that shit is.
I don't know.
But you know what would also be cool, and it'd be a way for them to avoid, like, having to put themselves in Dutch too early, is have, like, Kilowog or Sinestro or somebody show up. And then worry about the other guys later on.
Yeah, let's add more characters.
Yeah,
it's going to be the just Green Lantern Corps showing up to help out toward the end of the movie. That's all it is. You're not going to have to actually introduce them as characters. Just like, oh, look at the green flying guys with the rings. Okay, cool. And then we move on.
I thought it was okay.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
Oh, I loved it. No, it was everything I expected.
No surprises?
No. Well, except for Aquaman, it seems like he's going to be even worse than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, he is kind of worse than I just thought he was going to be the surly asshole, but yeah, bro, I can dig it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The bat. Just
I'm
the bat.
So glad he wasn't Drax now. Because you know he'd have fought to just
I want lines.
For more.
I want lines.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, dude. He was Drago, where he had like fucking 4 lines for every episode or something like
it's
that.
It's starting to make sense, though.
Yeah.
When did Wonder Woman come out?
June, I think.
So how come? Oh, they're doing no more trailers for it, right?
You don't get one more. You're like 2 months away.
Possibly. At this point, I think they need to stop. I wasn't as into the third trailer as I was the second one. The second one kind of sold me. The third one kind of pushed back on me a little bit more. I mean, I liked elements of it. I thought it was really great when they're doing the bit where Hippolyta is talking to her daughter and telling her, you know, it would take an amazing Amazon to take the God Slayer. You'll never be that Amazon. The little girl's like, yes, I will. That was cute. But all that, she can never know what she really is. Like, oh, fuck, you're going to get all that Zeus shit. So that was a turn off.
End of the world is approaching. Soon the planet will be engulfed in a nuclear Armageddon, and the only people that can prevent this from happening are considered to be the greatest villains of all time. The only thing standing in their way is the Justice League. In 2005,
Wait a second. Are we sure about that date this time?
Yeah, it's 2005. We're sure this time.
Let's just be perfectly clear. I hate all of you so much.
Okay, good. Got that. All right.
In 2005, DC Comics began publishing a 12-issue bi-monthly comic called Justice. Written by Jim Kruger with art by Alex Ross and Doug Braithwaite, this series was essentially a Super Friends for adults. And now another group of super friends has come together to discuss all 12 issues in a podcasting crossover called JL May 2017. The excitement begins on the April 30th episode of the Fire and Water podcast and continues into Supermates, the Idlehead of Diabolu podcast, Views from the Long Box, the Pulp to Pixel podcast, the Lantern cast, the Shazam cast, Comic Reflections, the Silver and Gold podcast, The Power of Fishnets, Waiting for Doom, and Justice's First Dawn, JL May 2017. Last year, they covered the beginning of the Justice League. This year, they discuss and review the League's toughest battle. The coverage begins on April 30th on the Fire and Water podcast, located at Fire and Water Podcast. .com.
See, Max should be doing them all the time. He's really good with this shit.
Yeah, yeah, all right, everybody, our favorite followers here.
What is this about? What am I reading?
DC special.
This is our DC special mail 7- notepad. File, edit, format, view, help. We think you're special, the 108th Sage. Adam Blackmoon, Bone Dragon Comics, Brian Mulvey, Chris Sheehan, Chris Thompson, Coffee and Comics Blog, Comic Reflections, Darren Root Sutherland, Dr. G, Nerdologist, Ed Moore Jr., Joseph Crawford, Carl Disley, Keith G. Baker, King Size Comics, Giant Size Fun Podcast, Michael Dabb, Nethead, Professor Riptide, Randy Caldwell, Silver and Gold Podcast, Son of Cthulhu, Sin, Talking Wonder Woman, Trekker Talk, Warlord Worlds, Willie Yarbrough, Xenozoic Xenophiles, Randy Caldwell on the Wonder Woman trailer says, as far as an what is that?
Anachronistic.
Anachronistic Wonder Woman dialogue. She presumably just arrived in the 1910s or so, but it's hundreds of years of age. So I'll allow her usage of what seems to be contemporary phrasing. Yes, I'm stretching. I guess the wisdom of Athena allows for her, and by extension the Amazon's, comprehension of English. Our next comment comes from Dr. G. Nerdologist. Being so bad that you're good is truly a rare movie horror. You often buck the trend.
Horror.
Oh, honor. My bad. You scrolled while I was reading. You often buck the trend on reviews. I felt we swapped roles when it came to Suicide Squad.
Yeah, because they like Suicide Squad.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to you, Dr. G.
Kingside Comics, Jive's Fun.
Say Kyle Benning.
Kyle Benning said, ever thought of doing a Rolled Spine Destroys the Blank Universe cast? You could just sit down, flip through the solicits, and destroy. Frank can go on long rants as to why certain titles, creative teams, whatever, suck and are stupid, and Mac can chime in with fuck. I would seriously listen to the shit out of that, and it doesn't require any prep. It's all off the cuff as you flip the page. I mean, that's kind of what we do anyway on accident, I think. But I like the idea. Keith G. Baker says, I love this idea. I'm available for a guest spot if you're looking. I charge 2 beers an hour. As for the Killing Joke episode, can't wait to hear it whenever it shows up in my podcatcher. Professor Alan Middleton says, when I first read the Killing Joke, it never crossed my mind that Batman didn't kill the Joker. It was obvious to me that's what occurred. Our next comment from Kyle Benning says, hearing at Illegal Machine say fictional characters reminds me of Ben Affleck's rant on Jane, Silent Bob, Strike Back. Yes, the computer voice is creepy as hell. What's the voice label that has cybernetic sex predator? Ah, the damn creepy computer voice. It's assaulting my eardrums. Yeah, you get a lot of mileage out of those fucking synthesized readers. Our next comment's from Keith G. Baker. I feel ya, at Kyle Benning. Yes, the computer voices from at Roll Spine make me want to throw my fucking phone out the window. Oh my god, it's so good. On the last one, on the Son of Satan podcast.
What?
On the Son of Satan podcast, my wife's like, who is that other guy reading stuff all weird? And I was like, it's this computer thing. It's
oh yeah, I asked him about that.
Out in this podcast, you listen to us read things on a computer. All right, sorry. What's the next one? Storm Chaser 2162. Mm-hmm. Ew, the creepy demon seed computer voice reading my username on the show. Hashtag bad hugs. Oh, I love hashtag bad hugs. That should be like a running theme with them. I tried to hack the system and delete the voice, but it told me it wouldn't allow that and then called me Dave. It's like Predator playing back the kid's voice. Want some candy? Want some candy? I love the Predator laugh. That's what I'm JLA movies come across as 90s Marvel analogs of the JLA. Heroes Reborn, Squadron Supreme. Our next comment is from Ryan Daly. Is the dead auto-tuned voice doing listener feedback supposed to be so awful I want to stab someone? I mean, it's a meta thing, right? Like, are you trying to drive people homicidal like the Joker? That's it, right?
It's the worst shit ever. There was one that I actually kind of thought was okay, but the rest of them are just the most unlistenable, nails on a chalkboard, fucking horrible shit ever. Congratulations, Diablo Frank. Here you go. Here's your microphone.
What occurs to me, too, is this is like the first time we've actually done live readings of the mail. I think all the DC specials to date have been purely recordings. And, of course, we're going to go directly back to that now that I've realized that.
I'm so very, very sorry that you don't like me, but at least I sound better than when these assholes don't check to make sure the goddamned laptop hasn't defaulted to its factory installed microphone instead of going through the mixer. Again. Fucking hell.
The preceding program is a non-profit fan production. Any copyrighted materials contained therein are believed borrowed under fair use with no copyright infringement intended. Please feel free to leave comments at the Rolled Spine Productions WordPress blog. You can also send us Twitter comments through the Rolled Spine Podcast Twitter. Thank you for listening.